So how do you rate that you get to come 2 out of 3 weeks, Tyler Truss?
Hey, there's no place better to be at 7:40 on a Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for yawning during that intro also. Sitting over there yawning. That's contagious stuff. Professor of Music, Dr. Tyler Truss, was with us a few weeks ago, and you're back to talk about something different. How have you been?
Good.
Staying on top of things?
Oh, trying.
Whistling while you work?
You know, I used to be able to whistle, and now I can't.
Okay. Well, you can sing, so. You were here with Dr. Cliff a couple of weeks ago to talk about a choral event that was at St. Ben's just a few nights ago. I'd like to hear how that went.
Could not have gone better.
Wow.
Truly. Was so wonderful, in particular, to see St. Ben's very, very full.
Good.
178 people in the pews.
Were you responsible for counting them? That should have been the math department.
No, I delegated.
Attaboy. And I know there were some sensory-friendly things. How did that turn out?
I don't know how she does it. Magic. Dr. Cliff had half a dozen students from her various classes on hand to help and guide folks through the different stations, fidget toys, stress balls, coloring pages, and everyone involved had a blast.
Good. I'm glad it went well. Probably do it again.
Absolutely. And on air, I want to say how amazing it was to see the Yankton Children's Choir with 32 kids. That is a great thing for that group, and it's a great thing for music in Yankton.
That's a strong showing.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, every once in a while they'll come to Simple Arena and do the national anthem before a basketball game.
Yeah.
And I love that. Very good. Glad it went well. Let's talk about something else coming up. Am I right? It's on the 16th?
Yes.
Let me look at my little calendar here. That would be another Thursday night event?
Yep.
All right. So it looks like it's called Compline, but it's called Complin. Explain what Complin is.
So Complin is, to put it very simply, prayer at the end of the day. So sometimes cognates are helpful. Complin, most similar English word, is complete or completion. In St. Benedict's Rule, he lays out this cycle of hours of prayer throughout the day, and Complin is the last one that a community recites before they go to sleep for the evening.
Is this something that Mount Marty does often?
So Mount Marty does a sung Complin once every semester. And if you're in a Benedictine community, like our sisters are, you pray Complin every single night.
Oh, it's Thursday night, October 16th. Is this going to be open to the public?
Absolutely.
What can people expect from this round of Complin?
So it's going to be very contemplative. It's going to be rather short. And it's going to be participatory. We're going to print a bunch of extra booklets, and we invite and encourage and welcome people to crack open the worship aid and sing and recite with us.
Calming and peaceful, would that fit as well?
Absolutely.
Nice way to end the day.
Yeah, and one of the reasons it is when it is, it's an opportunity during midterm week for folks to just come, disconnect, recharge for half an hour.
What time on the 16th?
So 7 o'clock in the Bishop Marty Chapel is the Complin, and about 6:15 over in the music wing in Bede Hall, I'll be giving just a short talk beforehand. What is Complin? Why are we doing it in the way we're doing it? What resources are we using?
Describe Bishop Marty Chapel to someone who's never been in there. And unfortunately, there's probably a lot of local people who have been hearing about it for years. They see the outside, but maybe they've never been inside. Talk about walking in the doors and what it feels like, what it looks like.
Whenever I walk into a space like Bishop Marty Chapel, my eyes are immediately drawn up. Gothic style architecture, so these beautiful, massive pointed arches, these wonderful stained glass windows, flooded with light. The interior is in part sandstone, so it's really striking space. And I think one of the things that stands out to me, especially if you come through the main door, is the first thing you see is this absolutely massive crucifix hanging above the high altar. And it just confronts you, almost freezes you in place. It's that striking.
I bet it's amazing to be in there when it's full. But maybe equally amazing, if not more amazing, have you ever been in there when it's just you?
Oh, yeah. And it's, yeah, people from both sides of the chapel will duck in and pray on their own throughout the day. And it's just, yeah, it's such a massive space. But being there on my own, it feels comforting somehow.
Well, I hope you get a good showing for this event as well. Thursday evening, October 16th, and you said 7, right?
Yep.
I impressed you earlier with my long-term memory, and now I disappoint you with terrible short-term memory sometimes. One other quick thing I want to ask about, because you're a music guy, and I know that you're not involved with it, but the musical coming up, Rock of Ages, as just a music person, you got to be pretty excited about this.
It's a fun show. It's a big show. Our theater faculty do fantastic work, so they're going to do wonderful things with this incredible material. And our rehearsal spaces share a wall, so what I hear bleeding over from their side of the wall, it's going to be awesome.
That'll be early November. We'll have some folks in when it's time for Rock of Ages. Thanks for the information on Compline, and hope it's a great event, and hope you have a great day at the Mount. Say hello to all of our friends up there, including Dr. Cliff, if you run into her.
Absolutely. Great to be here again.